You. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is now near. The same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. Boys and girls, today is December 1st, which means December, there's a lot going on, is there not? What do you guys like about the month of December? Does anybody want to share? Yeah. Forgot, that's okay. Christmas, of course. Now, what do you like about Christmas? Let's see if you're going to pass Father Ricky's test, okay? Spending time with family, that's very important. Excellent. Celebrating Jesus' birthday, okay? And because December, there's a lot going on, right? And you have 3 weeks until your Christmas break starts. Our readings today are very appropriate for all of us, adults, children, because it's very easy for us during this month of December to get overwhelmed because there's a lot going on. But Jesus loves us so much, he's telling us, take it one day at a time. To not look ahead to Christmas yet, but to stay focused on today. Because my guess is you still have homework, do you not? And you have a lot of activities in school that you need to do. So Christmas will come eventually. Jesus is telling all of us, adults and students, to stay focused on today. Because every day is a gift from God, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So let's say December 1st, Jesus, is a gift, and I'm going to live each minute of this day to its fullest. Because that's what Jesus wants for us. Jesus doesn't want us to live stressed out every day, worried, grumpy. What Jesus wants us to do is to be good, holy disciples, okay? So let's bow our heads right now. And let's just pray for our family and our friends and our teachers and all those we work with, that we won't be overwhelmed this month of December, but stay focused on taking it one day at a time.